Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? And He loves you.
Good morning, and thank everyone for tuning in to this morning. We thank God for another Sunday. We'd like to wish happy Sunday to everyone. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank God for His grace and His mercy that has kept us from last Sunday to this Sunday. We thank God for just keeping us like nobody else can keep us. Thank Him that He's given us a reasonable portion of health and strength. Old Deacon used to say, He woke me up in my right mind. I was able to put one foot in front of the other. I had a reasonable portion of health and strength. I was able to know where I was. I was able to clothe myself. I was able to feed myself. I was able to give God the glory. And so we thank God today for allowing us to see another day. The songwriter said, there's new mercies that I see today, so we thank God for the new mercies that God has given us. We thank God for being faithful to us down through the years. Someone said, when I look back over my life and I think things over, I can truly say that I've been blessed and I've got a testimony. So we thank God today for allowing us to be able to know we are blessed, and because we're blessed, that we have a testimony. Come on, let's give God a little bit of praise this morning. Put your hands together. I know you might have had a long night. I know you might have had a long week, but God is still worthy to be praised. Come on, let's give Him a sacrifice of praise. That means that even though I don't feel like it, even though I've got some struggles in my life, I'm still going to praise God. I'm going to be like the psalmist that said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and His praise will and shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. For the Lord is good and greatly to be praised. Amen. We just thank God that it's another day that He has made, and we have breath in our body. The psalmist said, let everything that has breath, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I'm going to ask this morning that as we get ready to go to the Lord in prayer, that you remember all of our church members and our family and friends all over this world. So we're going to ask Reverend Lindsay to get ready to lead us in this prayer this morning. Reverend Lindsay, will you lead us in prayer this morning?
Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, God. Father God, we come this morning with grateful hearts, just praising you and blessing you, oh God, for your goodness, for your new mercies that you have given us this morning, O God. And as the songwriter said, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name. In hallelujah, Jesus, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. And, oh, God, we thank you this morning because you allow us to see your glory one more time. You allow us to be in the land of the living one more time. And, Father God, you've been merciful unto us one more time. So we give your glory this morning. We say hallelujah to you this morning because you've been faithful unto us, oh, God. Even when we weren't faithful unto you, Father God, you were true to your word. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, because you are an awesome God. You sit high and you look low, Father God, and you are acquainted with man and all his ways. So, Father God, we pray this morning through the power of your Holy Spirit, Father God, that you would just come in a little while and just suck with us, Lord Jesus. And, Father God, as you move from heart to heart and breast to breast, oh, God, I pray in your name, Lord Jesus, that you will search us, oh, God. And, Father God, as your Holy Spirit search our hearts, oh, God, if you see anything this morning, Father, that's not pleasing, oh, God, anything this morning, oh, God, that would separate us from having a closer relationship with you, Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you will cleanse us, Father. Wash us in your blood, Lord Jesus. Sanctify us in your word. And, oh, God, I pray that you continue to fill us with your Holy Spirit, oh, God. And, Father God, I pray that whatever be said and done this day, Lord Jesus, that your name will get all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. We thank you for this week, oh, God, through the various trials and tribulation, through the sickness, through the death, through the pain and the suffering. Oh, God, we can still praise you because you've still been mighty good unto us. You have brought us from last post Sunday up until this first Sunday in July, a new month, oh, God. And, Father God, as we move more into this pandemic, oh, God, we know that you are a healer. We know you as the great physician. And so, Father God, we're still leaning and depending on you, Jesus, because we know, hallelujah, Jesus, that you got all the power in your hand and that you have enough medicine in the hem of your garment, Lord Jesus. Father God, that if we just reach out this morning, Lord Jesus, if we would just touch the hem of your garment this morning, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. We know, Father God, that we shall be made whole in you. So, Lord Jesus, we come to you with humble hearts and seeking you, oh God, knowing that nothing is impossible with you. And, Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that you look on this service today, oh God. Father God, many has tuned in, oh God, and you know what's in their hearts. You know what they need, Father. So, hallelujah, Jesus, I pray, Father, through the preaching of your word, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, that you would just touch your servant this morning. Look on Pastor Kayson in a special manner, oh, God. Father God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that if he speak a word, Lord Jesus, from you, Father, oh, God, that the word will inspire our hearts, oh, God, that the word will set somebody free this morning, oh, God, that the word will encourage and bring peace and joy to someone this morning, oh, God. But most of all, Lord Jesus, that your word will bring salvation, oh God. Father God, I pray that you will use him for your glory, for your honor, and for your praise. And then, oh God, I pray not only you look on Pastor Kayson, not only you strengthen him spiritually, but look on him physically this morning. Build him up torn down, oh God. Strengthen his mental state, oh God. Strengthen his physical body, oh God. Continue to station your angels around him spiritually, oh God. Continue to strengthen him financially, oh God. Father God, as he prepared to minister to your people, oh God, continue, oh God, to just fill him with more and more of your Holy Spirit. And then, oh God, I pray for First Lady Kayson, oh God. Be her help and be her strength this morning, oh God. Be her way maker this morning, oh God. Father God, I pray that she will continue to be that help meet that she need to be, oh God. Strengthen the Kayson family as only you can. And then, Father God, I pray for the heart of God in this entirety, from the least us to the greatest, oh God. You know what we stand in the need of this morning, oh God. So I pray that you touch these, your people, oh God. We thank you that you've been mighty good to us throughout the years, oh God. You brought us a mighty long ways, oh God. I pray that you continue to hold your church together, oh God. Continue to bind us in your love, in your strength, but most of all, in your mercy and in your grace. And then, oh God, I pray for other churches throughout the land, oh God. Father God, that you will continue, oh God, to use your pastors, continue to use your ministers, continue to use your Christians, oh God. Let us not lose focus on what we've been called for, oh God, to be a witness unto you. And then, Father God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would look on those, Father God, that are sick with pain and afflictions in their body this morning. We pray that as the word go forth, that the healing will go forth, oh God. And, Father God, I pray for this nation. I pray for the president. I pray for this country. I pray for this world. I pray for mankind everywhere, Father. And, oh, God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you continue to keep us humble and meek. Continue to keep us, oh, God, seeking your will, your purpose, and your way. Father, we are grateful this morning. Thank you that you met every need. Thank you that you gave us food, clothing, and shelter. Thank you that you gave us a reasonable portion of health and strength. Thank you most of all that you gave us your darling son, Jesus, that we might have a right to the tree of life. And I pray, Father, that somebody this day, oh God, will come to you, Lord Jesus, and give up their heart, Father. And, Father God, that they will know you as personally Lord and Savior. And I pray, Father God, that this day, Jesus, that your name will be high and lifted up, that you will get all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. We are thankful for what you've done unto us. We thank you for your many blessings. And we ask, Father, that you continue to get the glory throughout this service. We thank you for these and all blessings. In your darling son Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. Amen. We thank Reverend Lindsay for that fervent prayer. Thank God that he's still a prayer-answering God, and that God is the one that is able to keep us. There's a song that we sing, and I want you to sing it and realize that in all the stuff that we're going through down here in this present moment in the year of our Lord 2020, that man is stumbling and fumbling and doing his own thing and trying to get it right, taking two steps forward and three steps backwards. Then we serve a holy God, and that God is holy, and we need to turn to him, and we need to acknowledge him as a holy and righteous God. And so the hymn we want to sing this morning is hymn number one in our hymnal, and it's called Holy, Holy, Holy. And I often think about, why is that the first hymn in our hymnal? It's because everything else is predicated because he is holy, and beside him there is nothing else. And so what we have to do is we have to understand that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And that the Word of God is telling us that he's a holy God, and that he is our creator. And we have been created for his pleasure, and for his pleasure, and for us to be able to worship him. And so we have to start from the point that he's holy. And when you start from the point that God is holy, then we can work our way into seeing the things that a holy God will require from his people. And so I just want you to sing it in your best Sunday go to meeting voice, and realize in your spirit that we serve a holy God. And don't get too commonplace with man and man's things and man's ways and what man would say and what man would put on the television or in the newspaper or on the internet. But we need to realize that God is a holy God, and he's expecting us, and he wants to deal with us as a holy God for people that have been redeemed back into the right fellowship and relationship with him. And so let us sing with an understanding that he is a holy God. And the hymn is Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning, our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. And so let's sing to the glory of God. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning, our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Let's sing that verse again. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning, our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Let's go to verse 4. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all thy works shall praise thy name in earth, in sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Amen. We thank God that he is holy, and all thy works will praise his name, because he's holy, and he is Lord God Almighty. And so we thank God for letting us know and letting us experience him this morning as a holy God, as a righteous God, as a loving God, as a God that desires to have fellowship and relationship with us. We thank God that he didn't turn his back on us. We thank God that even when we were in the midst of sin, God still loved us. His word says in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish and have everlasting life. So we thank God for a holy God that loves us, that cares about us, that desires to be with us, that desires to minister to us. We thank him for everything that he has done. Amen. Amen. So we're going to go to our worshipers today, and we're just going to say good morning, and we're going to ask you just to say hello to us this morning. We're going to go to our first worshiper, and the last four digits of your phone number is 3343-3343. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good, Father, and thank you, Father, for another second day that you give us another chance to stay above this ground and give us health and strength and our wisdom and knowledge and open our eyes up and our limbs to move and say praise you, Lord. Dear Father, thank you, Jesus, for being so good and so graceful to us this morning. Your blessed holy name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper, last four digit, 2256. 2256, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. I hope everyone has a great day. I thank God for just being here today. I thank him for his goodness. May everybody be blessed. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. The last four digits, 3598. 3598, good morning.
God bless. God is good. He blessed us to see another day. Bless all those on the sound of my voice, the pastor and the family. We'll read a couple of scriptures from Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. From whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foe, they stumbled and fell. Though an army shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war shall rise against me, and this I will be confident. In the fifth verse, if for in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And to the 14th verse, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Be blessed.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our First Lady. First Lady, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Sunday. I am truly blessed. And last week, my mom was in the hospital again. But by his stripes, she is healed. She came home yesterday.
Yes.
And also, I would also ask for prayer and healing for Janice. She is dealing with her heart again. And I know God is good, and I know he will heal her, and he will bring her through this. So I ask everyone, and I know everyone, I love you. You all have a blessed week, and God is good.
Amen. Well, thank you, First Lady, for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper, 7971. 7971, good morning.
Thank God for this day. I thank God for everyone that has tuned in online to hear God's word this morning. Pray that we all be blessed. We definitely will be extending our prayers out for Janice and her family. God is so good to us. And I thank God for us being able to come out every Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday to lift up his name, praising him, giving him the honor and the glory. You all be blessed, and God bless you.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone. I do thank God for another day, and to God be the glory, because I feel so much better today than I did last Sunday. I pray my blessings up on Pastor Kayson and First Lady, and to all of you that's on the line today. So let's be blessed and have a good week, everyone.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you for your testimony this morning. I'm going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 4629. 4629. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Just like to thank God for keeping me making it through another week. And thank God for my family. Letting us see another day, another Sunday, keeping us through. We made it through half of 2020 already. I know he's going to keep us and keep us through the rest of 2020, and he'll make a way. Thank you.
Dan, thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 3504. 3504, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Just glad to be here. Thankful that God kept everybody. Just know that he will continue to keep us. You know, Psalms 91 assure us that, you know, 10,000 may fall on our left and our right. But if we make God the refuge and the fortress, none of that will come to our tent. So, you know, I'm just grateful for God's word. You know, that even that everything that's going on, that God is still keeping me and my family in perfect peace. You know, so I'm just grateful, you know, for all the things that he's done and the things that he's going to continue to do.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper, last four digits, 1741. 1741, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. I thank God for another beautiful Sunday, and he has brought me through the week. He's been good to my family. I thank God for my church family, and I will continue to pray for Janice that the Lord will bring her healing. And I just thank God for Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit. I thank him for his word. I just thank him for his love that he has given us his children. And I pray that you all continue to be strong in the Lord. And I just want to read two verses of Psalm 90. And it said, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations.
Yeah.
Before the mountains were brought forth, ever thou hast formed the earth and the world. Even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. So be loved. God bless you all.
Man, thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper, our last four digits, 0025. 0025, good morning.
Good morning. I thank God this morning for being the keeper of my soul. I want to thank him for my family, for my pastor and his family, and for my church family as a whole. I just want to thank God for his grace and his mercy and his goodness. For truly God is a good God. He's a great God. He's a mighty God. He's an awesome God. And so I just thank God this morning for everything that he has done in my life. And I just continue to pray. We just continue to pray one for another, that God will continue to strengthen us as a family unit, continue to strengthen us collectively and corporately, and that his will be done in all of our lives. God bless you and have a blessed week.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We thank God for all of you this morning. Thank God for all of those that are on Facebook and listening online. Truly, God has blessed us and he kept all of us during this global pandemic. And we just thank God for his keeping power. And as a songwriter said, can't nobody do you like Jesus. Ain't nobody do you like the Lord. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. He's my friend. And I want to see if we can sing that a little bit. I know the English is a little double negative and might not be a proper English, but we know that sometimes you have to sing the songs the way the songs were originally written. Amen, to get the original feel of it. So I want you to put your hands together. I want you to sing to the glory of God. I want you to sing, and I want you to put your hands together and really know that can't nobody do you like Jesus. Amen. Can't nobody do you like the Lord. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Can't nobody do you like the Lord? Can't nobody do you like Jesus? He's my friend. Can't nobody do you like Jesus? Can't nobody do you like the Lord? Hallelujah. Can't nobody do you like Jesus? Be my friend. Well, he picked me up and told me to run on. Picked me up and told me to run. Me up and told me to run on. He's my friend. Oh, can't nobody do you like Jesus? Can't nobody do you like the Lord? Can't nobody do you like Jesus? He's my friend. Well, he healed my body. Come on. Told me to run on. Healed my body. Told me to run. Heal my body. nobody, King, nobody. Do me like Jesus, King, nobody. Do me like the Lord, hallelujah, King, nobody. Do me like Jesus, He's my friend. No, no, nobody, King, nobody. Do me like Jesus, King, nobody. Do me like the Lord, hallelujah, King, nobody. Do you like Jesus, He's my friend. Come on, let's give God some praise, because truly can't nobody do you like Jesus. Can't nobody do you like the Lord. I know there's been some sickness in the house, but He's healed our body. God has healed our body. We were on our beds of affliction. Our bodies racked with pain, and the doctors couldn't do nothing for us. But God, thank God that He healed our body. God made a way out of no way. God sustained us through the midnight hour. God continued to let us know that there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Thank God today for a friend that sticks closer than a brother. A friend that'll be there to the end. A friend that will be there when nobody else is around. A friend that understands your problem, your situation, and your circumstance. A friend that will let you know that there's nothing that's impossible with Him. So we thank God today for the friend in Jesus. Amen? Amen. I'm going to ask that Reverend Sykes will get ready to lead us in a prayer this morning. Continue to pray for all of our families and extended families. We just thank God for your faithfulness to prayer, faithfulness to the study and the worship of God. And we know that through our prayer, through our worship, through the study of the Word, that God will sustain us through the power of His Holy Spirit. So I'm going to ask Reverend Sykes if he would lead us in prayer. Reverend Sykes.
Father God, we, your people, humbly bow before your throne of grace this morning. Oh, God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. Oh, God, we come acknowledging, God, that you are God and there's none like you. Father God, we thank you for another opportunity, Father, just to be able to praise your holy and righteous name. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to be clothed in our right mind with the use and the activities of our limbs. The blood is still yet running warm within our veins. Oh, God, we come this morning seeking more of your wisdom. We come seeking more revelation, knowledge of your word, God. We come seeking more direction from you, Father. Father, we will bless your name at all times, and your praise will continue to be in our mouths. Thank you, God, for being our deliverer. Lord, forgive us for any sins that we may have committed in word and deed and thought, action, or reaction, and create within all of us clean hearts and renew a right spirit within us. Lord, we need you to survive. We can't make it without you, Father. I don't believe, God, that you brought us this far to leave us. Your word declares that you would never leave us nor forsake us. We know that your word is truth, power, and strength. We know that your anointing, it destroys every yoke. So, Father, Lord God, we ask, oh God, on today, Father God, that you would just continue to strengthen us, continue to lead, guide, and direct us. Oh God, we just thank you, oh God, for just holding us and shielding us and continuing to protect us. Lord, our hearts are aching this morning because of the challenges and because of the uncertainties that we are faced with in our own personal lives and in this world, Father God. Lord, we pray, Father God, for healing upon this land and healing upon your people. Father God, we thank you, oh God, and we praise you this morning, oh God. Change us, God. Change us, God, that we will be more like you, Father. Lord, your word declares to us in 2 Chronicles 7:14 that if my people, God, and we are your people, if my people, which are called by my name, should humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Father God, we know, God, that there is healing in your hands, Father God. God, you have all healing in your hands, Father. And so, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we pray for Janice this morning, Father, that you would touch her physical heart, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that you would touch her spiritual heart this morning, Father God, that you would touch those in the various hospitals, Father God, and those in the various nursing facilities, Father God, that you would touch, Father God, all of those who are, oh, God, that love you this morning, Father God, all of your churches, Father God, we lift them up to you this morning. We lift up all of our pastors this morning, Father God, including Pastor Kason, including our First Lady Kason, Father God. Oh, God, we just thank you and we bless your name and we praise your name, Father God. Lord, we turn our hearts to you today, Father God, just praying, God, on behalf of this nation, Father God, on behalf of all families, Father God, including all bereaved families this morning, Father God. Oh, God, the first responders, Father God, that are continuing as others to serve, oh, God, in this pandemic crisis that we're in, Father God. All of our communities, Father God, all of our prayer warriors this morning, Father God, all of those that are in authority today, Father God. Oh, God, our children, our grandchildren, Father God, we're calling on your holy and righteous name this morning, Father God, because we know, Father God, that you and you alone are the only one, Father God, that can give us the strength to get through this, Father God. Lord, help us to refocus and do what is right, God. Our lives are in your hands, Father God. And, God, we need you. We can't make it without you. Thank you, God, for looking beyond our faults and supplying all of our needs, Father God. Thank you for being a prayer-answering God, Father God, because truly you are just that, a prayer-answering God. Thank you, Father God, for just keeping our hearts and our minds and our souls, oh, God, and our spirits strong, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for being the joy of our salvation, Father God. We love you and we adore you. And, God, we thank you, Father God, for what you have done, for what you're doing, and what you're going to do in all of our lives, Father God. And we ask all of these petitions in the mighty and matchless and powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and thank God.
Amen, and thank God. We thank Reverend Sykes for that fervent prayer. Thank God for all of you, your continued prayer. We know that the effectual prayer of the righteous availeth much. We thank God for prayer this morning. We want to get ready to go to the Word of God today. The Word of God will come to us in the book of Ephesians, the New Testament book of Ephesians. And we want to go to the 6th chapter, and we want to begin at the 10th verse. And we want to invite you to continue to study your word on your own time, that you would be encouraged by the word of God that gives us an understanding of what we're going through in times like these. Amen. And we know that oftentimes we get caught up in how we feel, and our emotions begin to take over, and we begin to listen to this and listen to that. But we can find peace in the Word of God. And so we want to invite your attention to the 6th chapter of the book of Ephesians, and we want you to begin at verse 10. But before we go to that, there's a song that God has put in my heart to sing, that there's none like God. There's none like God. And live in this world for a period of time, you come to realize that there's none like God. Psalmist said that I've been young and I've been old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And so we thank God for knowing him that there is none like him. There's none that can take care of us. There's none that can watch over us and put up with us. And so we just want to sing a little bit of that, just a little bit of there is none like God. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. And I can search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. And I can search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none. There is none. There is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can do the things that you do. And I can search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none. There is none. There is none like. Thank God today for his word. And as we begin at verse 10, it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Verse 12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against the powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand, to withstand in the day of evil. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. For a few moments this morning, we want to talk from the subject PPE and AWG. PPE and WAG. That's PPE and WAG. And you say, well, Pastor, what is PPE and A and WAG stand for? Well, PPE stands for personal protective equipment. And the WAG stands for the whole armor of God. And the PPE is something that we all need to carry out our assignment while we're in the work environment, while we're in the physical environment. And the WAG is something that we all need to help us and to protect us while we're in the spiritual environment. And so because we live in this world and we're in the spirit and the flesh at the same time, We need protection both in our physical lives and our spiritual lives. And so we want to talk from the subject PPE and WAG. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, it's in Jesus' name that we humbly bow, God, and thank you for another privilege, another opportunity to stand and to declare your word. And Father, I ask that you would forgive me of my sins, oh God, that you will be faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Oh God, that I may be a pure vessel used by you. Oh God, that the sinners would be converted, the saints would be edified. But most of all, God, you would receive honor and glory to your name. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. And so, my brothers and sisters, we find ourselves in the midst of life. My father used to say that we had to get used to this living business. Anytime a newborn was born into the world, he would say that the baby would have to get used to the living business. All the lights and the sounds and the things that are new to the newborn, to the infant, that you would have to get used to this living business. And as he matured and as he finished his assignment on earth, his living business, he shared with me and my brothers and sisters that now he had to get ready for the dying business. In other words, that his physical, his spiritual journey on earth was coming to an end. His assignment was coming in, that he was ready to be poured out, like Paul would say, that he would have finished his course, that he has kept the faith and he has finished the race. And so, during the living business and the dying business that we all have to go through on the assignment that God has given us, we need to make sure that we have the proper PPE and that we also have the proper WAG. In other words, we need the personal protective equipment to take care of us in our physical body while we're having a physical carrying out of our assignment, and that we need protection in our spiritual body as we carry out our assignment in the spiritual realm. And so one without the other, as we live on this earth, is not going to do. So we need both the personal protective equipment for our physical well-being while we carry out our assignment, and we need the whole armor of God in our spiritual realm as we carry out our assignment in the spiritual realm. And so the book of Ephesians was written by the Apostle Paul. It's called one of the prison epistles. In other words, Paul wrote this letter to the church of Ephesus during his spiritual and physical confinement in prison. But the thing that I like about Paul is that he didn't let the living business, as my father would say, get in the way of him completing his assignment. He didn't let the spiritual condition that he was in prevent him from carrying out his spiritual assignment. And I would say to you today, my brothers and sisters, that even though we've got some physical challenges in our lives, we shouldn't allow the physical challenges in our lives to prevent us from carrying out our physical assignment for God. And in like manner, we shouldn't allow the spiritual challenges in our lives to prevent us from carrying out the spiritual assignment that God has given to us in our lives. In other words, we need to equip ourselves both with PPE and we need to equip ourselves with the WAG. And when you're equipped with the PPE, the proper PPE, and you're equipped with the WAG, the whole armor of God, I would submit to you today that we are able, in spite of the situation, in spite of the circumstance, to carry out our assignment for God. Paul was in prison. Paul was being limited for his movement. Paul was being challenged in his physical life. Paul was going through a situation that was not pleasant to him physically or spiritually, but yet in spite of those things, because he had the proper spiritual equipment, because he had the proper physical equipment, he was able to carry out his assignment for God. And so you look at PPE, and during this great global pandemic, we see that the word has been used quite often by those who would report the news, and those in the media, and those that are on our jobs, and those that are wise, and let us know that in order for us to survive this great global pandemic, COVID-19, that we need to all be mindful to put on the proper PPE. We need to be mindful that we need to listen to the guidance of the scientists that have searched and researched and have developed means for us to be able to survive this disease, this virus. So we need to understand that it's better for us to put on a mask, that it's better for us to be able to put on gloves, it's better for us to clean often touched substances or surfaces on a regular basis. It's better for us to stay away a certain amount of distance from each other so that we don't come down with the virus that does not have a cure, a virus that is so easily to get that we need to be mindful to wear our PPE, to socially separate, to make sure that we're putting on the proper PPE, that we're cleaning the proper surfaces with the proper devices. There's something about taking care of making sure, amen, that you can complete your physical assignment that God has for you by taking care of your physical being, amen. And that is the reason why we're coming online instead of meeting in person in an enclosed area, because the guidance that has been given about the virus tells us that we can survive and thrive if we practice, amen, the proper PPE. There are some that would take chances, and some that would say that it's not going to happen to me, but the science will let you know, amen, that things have been developed because they have trial and error. And because of trial and error, you would understand that you've tried it without the PPE and found out that you were more susceptible to have physical drawbacks than trying it with the PPE that would allow you to have a better chance to not have a physical setback. In the industry that I work, they allow us to go into various conditions of heat and chemicals and all kinds of environments. And so our employer has provided us with the proper PPE. They provided us with hard hats. They provided us with earplugs. They provided us with safety glasses and safety goggles. They provided us with aprons that would protect our clothing. They have provided us with clothing that is resistant to a flame. They have provided us with shoes that are equipped with penetration-proof bottoms and slip-proof bottoms and steel toes and carbon toes. And they provided us with the ability to put on a mask that has cartridges that whatever the environment is, you can screw the cartridge in and you can breathe in that environment and carry out the assignment or the task or the work that has been given to you without allowing any physical harm to come upon you. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, has guidelines of what we should wear and how we should wear it and what we should put on and how long we should be exposed and all of these things and the PPE that you should wear in order to carry out your assignment on your job. And it's regulated and there's fines and there's things that would discourage you from not wearing the proper PPE because people are concerned about your physical well-being. And when people are concerned about your physical well-being, they will provide you with what you need to be able to carry out your assignment in a safe and efficient manner. We understand that PPE, though, is something that your employer cannot make you wear. Your employer cannot make you put on. The only thing that your employer can do is provide you with the proper PPE. But if you don't put the proper PPE on, your employer is not responsible, amen, for your injury, for your problem with your health, with your problem with your physical condition, because they've done everything. They provided instruction. They provided the necessary trial and testing to make sure that the PPE is proper for your assignment. They've trained you. They've retrained you. They made you sign off that you understand how to use it and that this is the proper equipment. And then they say that if you don't understand, come back and ask your employer again, and they will retrain you and reapply and recertify you that you will be able to be safe in your physical being while you're carrying out your assignment. We see during this global pandemic, those that are on the front lines in hospitals, they have layers and layers of PPE. They have masks, they have goggles, they have gloves, they have glasses, they have respirators, they have self-contained breathing apparatus, they have isolation wings, they have places where that only certain people can go. They have planes that they put on their shoes, and they have things and gowns that they put on. They have all this type of equipment so that they can operate in a dangerous environment and not get infected or become harmed in their physical body, in their physical sense, amen, from the hazardous environment, which is their assignment that they are working in. And so we understand that in a physical way. We understand that it's regulated, it's trained, it makes sense to us that we have to do these things. But it's up to the individual, good God Almighty, that they would apply and they would put on this physical PPE so that they can survive while they're doing their assignment. And so Paul looked at the Roman guard that was looking after him, and they were caring for him, and while he was in prison, making sure he had everything that he needed. And so when Paul would look at them, and as he would minister to them in this jail, this Roman jail, he was guarded by the elite Roman guard, the Praetorian guard, and they would have on the best armor that Caesar and the Roman government could provide. They had on the best helmets, and they had on the best breastplate, and they had on the best loin covering, and they had on the best sword, and they had the best shoes. They had the best of everything. And so when the enemy, the Roman soldier would come up against the enemy, he was prepared in his physical state to be able to overcome whatever situation or circumstance was in the environment that he was in. In other words, Caesar and the Roman government at the time, they understood that it was necessary to provide their soldiers to be able to have the best equipment, to be able to have the best outcome, to be able to be successful in any situation or circumstance that they would come across. And so Paul wrote about this as something that in our spiritual lives that we should have also. In other words, Paul said that the Roman government provided the best personal protective equipment for their soldiers, and their soldiers were equipped to be able to stand and withstand and do whatever it took to be successful in their physical situation, carrying out their physical assignment. And so Paul, through the inspiration of God, said, if this is what's necessary to be able to stand physically and to be able to be successful, that we need to make sure that not only do we stand physically, but we need to understand that our Christian assignment is not just a physical assignment, but it's also a spiritual assignment. And because it's a spiritual assignment. We need to have the best provided spiritual equipment to be able to stand and carry out our assignment in the most egregious situation, in the most egregious circumstances, in the most strainful situations. We need to be prepared spiritually to be able to handle our assignment. Because God in his word, he said that he would never leave us nor forsake us. And Paul understood that didn't mean that we wouldn't go through some difficult days. That didn't mean that we wouldn't go through some spiritual challenges. That meant that God would be with us in the battle, that God would be with us in the storm, that God would be with us against the attack of the enemy. And so because God never promised that the road would be easy, he promised that he would be with us. And because he promised that he would be with us, he, through the inspiration, gave Paul, amen, the equipping words to let us know that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. In other words, it's a spiritual thing, and that because it's a spiritual thing, that God would give us spiritual equipment, or spiritual PPE, if you will, to be able to stand up against the wiles of the devil. And so what Paul did is he looked at the Roman soldier, and as he looked at him and he saw from head to toe that he was equipped to be able to withstand the attack of any enemy that would come against him and physically be able to come out victorious. Paul looked at him and said, we need to use this as an example of what Caesar has provided for his ultimate soldier, and look at what God has provided, amen, for his children that are on the battlefield fighting the good fight of faith. And so Paul, in verse 10, Ephesians 6:10, he says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You see, the Praetorian Guard was strong because of what Caesar had provided them. They realized that they couldn't do this or be strong on their own, so they relied on the Roman government to provide them the power and the strength physically to be able to carry out the most difficult assignment that they would come upon. And so Paul says, I want the Christian soldier to understand that he needs to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. In other words, the basic thing that we need to understand is that God is going to provide us with the strength and the ability to be able to carry out our assignment. God is the one that's going to give us the strength that even in the most difficult task, even in the most hardest spiritual assignment, that God would give us the power, that God would give us the strength to be able to carry out our spiritual assignment successfully. That God told Paul in another book that we could do all things through Christ that would give us the strength, that he would let us know that we are not fighting this battle on our own, but if God be for us, he's more than the whole world against us, and that God is the one that gives us the spiritual fortitude to be able to stand even in the midst of the most egregious spiritual situation. And so he says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. In other words, he wanted to let us know that it's not so much a physical battle that we're in, but it's a spiritual battle that we're in, and that we're fighting against an enemy that is not fighting fair, an enemy that has an upper hand because we cannot see him spiritually. Just like with a virus pandemic in the world, you can't see the virus, see it with your own eyes, but you can see the effect of the virus. You can see the things that the virus cause, and because you can see the effects and you can see the things of the virus, you can prepare to stand and fight against the virus by putting on the proper physical PPE. And so in our spiritual sense, in order for us to carry out our spiritual assignment, we have to understand that we can't see it, but we have a God that will let us know the spiritual things that will challenge us, the spiritual things that will come against us. And so because we see them in the spirit and not in the flesh, we're able to stand up in the spirit and overcome the challenges in the flesh. And so when we look at verse 11, just like in our spiritual example with the personal protective equipment that your employer would provide for you and your employer would train you, God cannot make you put it on. Your employer cannot make you put it on. Your employer can't make you and be with you everywhere on your assignment to put it on. And so Paul tells the Christian believer who's walking by faith and not by sight, he says in verse 11, he says, I need you to put on. I need you to put it on. I need you to put it on. And in order for you to carry out your assignment successfully, I need you to put it on. And you need to understand that God is not going to twist our arm to make us put on this whole armor. But that doesn't negate the fact that we still have an assignment and God is still expecting us to carry it out. Your employer has given you a PPE and he's expecting you to carry out the assignment and he can't make you put it on, but he's expecting you to carry out. God is expecting you to carry out your spiritual assignment while we're in this living business, as my father would say. And so he says, put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. In other words, what Paul is telling him that in order for you to carry out this assignment against a spiritual enemy that you cannot see, he says, I need you to put on this whole armor. He didn't say just a little bit of the armor. He says, I need you to put on the whole armor. In other words, there's so many advances and so many ways that the enemy can come against you. Just like this global pandemic, the virus can get through your eye, can get through your nose, you can inhale it because it's airborne. It will rest on surfaces. It has the ability to come at you in so many different ways. God said through Paul, in your spiritual battle, in your spiritual assignment, you need to understand that the enemy will come in and come at you in so many different ways that you need to put the whole armor on so you can be able to withstand in the evil day. In other words, God's telling us that we can't see it, but because he's given us the proper PPE, we can be successful. But he's telling us we need to put the whole proper PPE on. He goes on to explain where the enemy has the advantage. In verse 12, he says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. He lets us know what we stand against spiritually. God lets us know that he knows who the enemy is, that he knows the enemy's tactics, and he knows where the enemy dwells. And because we serve a God who knows who the enemy is, that knows the enemy's tactics, and knows the enemy's where the enemy lives, we have an advantage through God to be able to be successful in our assignment spiritually. And so what God wants us to know is that he has the intel. He has done the research. He understands the way the enemy works, just like those that are in the physical realm who have studied the virus and seen the virus and where it lives and how long it lives on surfaces and how it can be in the body through whether it's airborne or through your eye, through your nose, or how long it stays active on surfaces. God knows the enemy inside and out, and he knows his tactics. He knows where he lives. He knows what he's capable of. And God has prepared us to be able to carry out our physical, our spiritual assignment, amen, because of who he is and what God has provided for us to be able to be successful. And so when we look at this in verse 13, and I know I'm a little long today, he says, wherefore, in other words, because you know this, I want you to put on the WAG. He says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand what? In the evil day. And then he says, having done all to stand, stand. In other words, what God is telling us that in the midst of your spiritual battle, you will be able to gain confidence over the enemy and be victorious over the enemy because you realize that God has given you the proper PPE, spiritual PPE, to be able to be victorious. Because you understand that the power is of God and not of yourself. And because the power is of God and the strength is of God, and God knows the enemy inside out, that once you put the whole armor on, God says that we'll be able to stand against the enemy, that we'll be able to carry out our assignment because we're standing not in our own power and not in our own mind and not in our own strength, but we're standing in the power and the strength of God. And God says, after you have it on, I want you to stand on my promises. I want you to stand on what I can do, because the enemy is not greater than God. And because the enemy is not greater than God, whatever the enemy tries to do to us, whatever the enemy tries to bring about, because we have on the whole armor of God, we'll be able to stand against the enemy, and not only stand, but be victorious, because we're standing on the promises of God with the whole armor of God on it. In other words, what come what may, what come hell or high water, we'll be able to stand and be victorious and carry out our assignment for the Lord. And so what does he say? He says, stand having your loins girt about with truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness. And what God is saying that you need to understand that the enemy will come at you with a lie, and he always lies. He's the father of lies. And God says that if you have on the loins with girt about with truth, that you'll be able to stand. Many times the enemy will tell you a lie, get you to believe a lie, and get you off track and get you off your assignment. But if you stand on the truth of God, if you stand on God's truth, you'll be able to understand that even though the enemy might come in like a flood, God will lift the standard. You'll be able to stand on God's word. You'll be able to stand and say, though you slay me, yet will I trust him, that my God is greater than anything that the enemy can come against. When the enemy says it don't look good, it won't feel good. When the enemy says that you don't have and don't stand the chance. When the enemy says that you can't get healed, you'll be able to tell him the truth of God. And God says that by his stripes we are healed. That God says that we're more than a conqueror. That God says that we can do anything through him. That God says that we can do all things through Christ. That God's word says that I don't have to fret because of the enemy, because they'll soon be cut off. That I can still praise God in the midst of my trial. That I can still glorify and give him the praise, because God, in spite of what I'm going through, is still worthy to be praised. That's why the psalmist could say, I will bless the Lord at all times, even though I got problems on every hand, even though I got trouble on the job, even though I got trouble financially, even though I got trouble in my body, I still, the truth of God says that I can praise him, that I can worship him, that I can glorify him. Why? Because he's greater than anything that this world has ever brought on his, this world. But we can carry it out our assignment, that we can carry it out our assignment, because we got joy on the inside, and the record says that the joy of the Lord is my strength. And because I got joy on the inside, the truth about the matter is that I can do all things through Christ that gives me the strength, that I have the ability to stand in the midst of the trial with my loins girt about with truth, with the breastplate of righteousness, with the helmet of salvation, with my feet shod with the gospel preparation of peace. Oh God, I have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and I can stand on God's promises. And when I stand on his promises, I'm more than a conqueror. I can do all things through him because of the armor, the protection that God has given me. I can carry out my assignment, that I have confidence in God, that God will, I said, God will do what he said he would do. He's the one that will come up against Satan and make him your footstool. He's the one that will heal your body in spite of what the doctor said. He's the one that will pay your bills, keep a roof over your head, keep food on your table, keep clothes on your back, keep shoes on your feet, that will heal your body, that will heal those bodies of those that are sick. God will. I said God will, but you got to put on the whole armor of God. And when you get the victory, you'll be able to look at somebody and say, won't he do it? Won't God do it? Won't God make a way? Won't God turn it around? Won't God show up and show out? Because I got on the whole armor of God, I got the victory. The songwriter says, victory is mine. Victory today is mine. And the reason I got the victory is because I can tell Satan I got the whole armor of God on, and I'm able to stand and withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, I'll stand. I'll stand some more. Because not only do I got the PPE physically, but spiritually, I got the W-O-A armor, chief of God. And so I'm able to stand physically and spiritually to be able to carry out my assignment. Because I got the best, just like the Roman soldier had the best of what Caesar and Rome could provide. We got the best that God had to provide. And that is through his son, Jesus Christ. God gave his best through the shed blood of Jesus. He gave his best through the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. He gave us his best that he forgave us of our sins, even though we were wayward and we were sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, sinking to rise no more, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard our disparaging cry and formed the water, lifted us, and now safe am I. Because I got on the whole armor of God. He never promised that the road would be easy, but he'd be with us, and he provided the best that he had. The best that heaven had was Jesus Christ, and he shed blood for the remission of sin. The best that he had to send the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit, that in the midst of whatever we might go through, we'll be able to stand because we got the PPE and the WAG. We got enough to be able to stand. Carry out that assignment till the Lord says enough done. So I want you to be encouraged today. Amen. That whole armor, God's not going to make you put it on. But if you put it on and I put it on, we'll be able to stand and we'll be victorious. And we'll be able to carry out our assignment. Because God has all power. And when he told Paul to tell us, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, that means that he is the Almighty. He is the Holy One. Because we are found in him, we are victorious. We have become more than conquerors through him that saved us. I want you to be encouraged today. Read that sixth chapter. Understand that you have the WAG for your spiritual life, just like your employer will provide you with the PPE for your physical life. The one day that this physical life will come to end, the record says, as my daddy would say, that we get used to the dying business after we've completed our assignment. And this old body is going to go back to the dust from whence it came. Amen. But spiritually, because you have lived for God, you've kept the faith, you finished your course. And because you have trusted in his power and his might and the best that he gave through Jesus Christ, you'll be able to spiritually live victorious with him. So I want you to be encouraged today. I want you to be encouraged that you have the victory, that you have the armor that will sustain you until your assignment is finished. None of us know when our assignment is going to be over. But like Paul, even when he found himself in prison, we can still operate and carry out our assignment or whatever we are. I know we've been shut in. I know we haven't been able to physically gather. I know There have been some challenges in all of our lives. But in spite of the shut-in and all of the challenges, as long as we have the whole armor of God, we can withstand and we can carry out our spiritual assignment for God. One day, I want to be like gospel story when God will call us from labor to reward. Let us know that we've been faithful over a few things, and that he will call us up higher and make us rule over many. I want you to get used and continue to stay on this living business physically and the spiritual living business spiritually, knowing one day, amen, God will crack the sky and call us from labor to reward. Job said the wicked would cease from troubling and our weary souls will be at rest. So we thank God today for the victory and the armor, the whole armor. It's up to us to put it on, PPE and the WAG. Let us pray. Merciful God, our Father, we thank you. God, we thank you for your word today that encourages us and gives us the strength that you know the attacks of the enemy. You know what he's capable of, and you know where he lives, and you know what he can do. And God, we thank you for providing us with your whole armor that we can stand under the attack of the enemy. You know, God, we just pray that everyone under the sound of my voice will keep the armor on, that they will continue to go about carrying out the assignment, the spiritual assignment that you have given them. God, continue to keep them in all their ways, whether it be spiritually, whether it be physically. We ask that you provide, continue to provide everything that we need. And, oh God, when the road gets a little rough and we get a little weary, Father, we pray that you will give us the strength and encouragement through the power of your spirit, through the power of your word, through the power of the fellowship of one saint to another, that we will continue to be able to stay steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor in the Lord is not in vain. Oh God, if there's anyone under the sound of my voice that will hear this sermon today or in days to come, that, oh God, they will look to you and they will understand that you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. That they would be pricked at their hearts, oh God, and they would come running, I yield, what must I do to be saved? And that you would save them, God, from the power and the penalty of the gates of hell. And, oh God, we thank you today for keeping us from Sunday to Sunday, keeping us through this great global pandemic, understanding, God, that you have gotten the whole world's attention. God, help us to remain on the battlefield, that no matter what comes with me, we'll continue to hold up the bloodstained banner, continue to preach and teach the gospel and live a life that's pleasing in your sight, that they would look at us and be able to see you, God, and give you the glory. And now, may your love, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, continue to rest, rule, and abide with us both now and forever. And let the redeemed of the Lord sing together. Amen. 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 Do yourself a favor. Call somebody on the phone today. Let them know that you love them in Jesus' name. That's going to do it for us this morning. Prayerfully, we'll see you again on next Sunday. Have a good and wonderful, safe week in Jesus' name. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.